Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and with me is my wonderful and endearing co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. How is everybody today?
Well, I think we're feeling better.
Oh, good.
I think the energies are slacking up a little bit. What do you think?
I sure hope so. We sure hope so. And it's clearing, isn't it?
Oh, my golly. Clearing on top of clearing.
That's right. So we'll all be in a fantastic place.
Indeed. Well, I don't know. I kind of think we are in a fantastic place right now.
I think we are too, aren't we?
Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners of something. I started a blog a couple days ago, and they can find that address on my information sheet. And the purpose of the blog is I'm telling the story of how things started in my life, you know, talking to people on the other side, talking to the spiritual hierarchy, reading Akashic Records. And the purpose for this is I'm hoping that people out there who have developing skills right now can write back, kind of tell us about what's going on, what seems strange, what's good. It's sort of like a place to converse with one another about this incredibly wonderful journey that we're all taking on right now. So what do you think of that, Charlene?
Well, I think we are, and it's just a wonderful experience that people are going to see. Things happening in their life with much more rapid rate, the positive.
Mm-hmm. Remember those early days, though, when things first started with you that might have seemed a little strange at first?
Yeah.
Kind of nice to have somebody to talk to about it.
Oh, in fact, there's quite a few to talk about it now.
Yeah, it is getting
fantastic.
A little easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We were sort of out there on the frontier, breaking ground, so to speak.
We were on the ground. We were part of the ground building. But there's a lot out there that was on it with us, so.
That's true.
Yes, it's for sure.
I wanted to talk a little bit today, Charlene, about the quantum field.
The what?
The quantum field.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk a little bit about that, what it is, how you reach it, how you know you're there, because I think this is something very important for people to work with that skill right now.
Well, I think a lot of people are doing the meditation, and that's basically the same thing. I think it depends on how you identify it. Some people are identifying it as a quantum field, some are identifying it as the theta state, some are as a meditation state. It's a kind of an altering of the vibrational frequency of the mind, and it quiets it. And in the quantum field, which is a God field, then you can go in and create in that field what you want to create. Most of us don't realize we're doing it most of the time anyway. And so you can go in there and start rebuilding your thought patterns that are negative and go in and start building the positive.
Well, maybe some people don't like to think of their thoughts as being negative, even though perhaps another way of looking at it is thoughts that really don't serve your joy.
I think that's a good way to put it, though.
You know, we do some things that doesn't support our joy. We might not think of them as negative as such, but this, I think, is where we really are to be in joy.
Well, part of it is recognize, start being aware of the words that you use. Because, you know, I still have to do it most of the time. It's because we become so familiar with the way we in society verbalize to ourselves and each other, that we don't realize that we're programming ourselves for what we're saying, which is basically not serving us in many cases. Mm-hmm. I still go into that big thing, well, I'll try. Well, try doesn't work because you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. There's no trying whatsoever. And so it's interesting. I was talking to Caroline today, and I said, so I'll go and try to get that done. And it's kind of a flappant way of communicating. Mm-hmm. She said, Charlene, you know better. I said, oh, yeah, okay. So I was glad to have her correct me because, see, we're so used to the way we say things in our phrasing that we don't realize that we're not telling the subconscious what we really and truly want to have occur.
Have you ever heard of a little rubber band trick?
Yes. Where you flip it each time?
Yeah, you put a rubber band around your wrist, and each time you say something that you really want to correct, you don't want to go down that road anymore, you flip the little rubber band. Give yourself a little sting on the wrist.
Yeah, when we were in class one time, she had us all do that. I'd be surprised at the end of the day how sore your wrist is.
Folks out there listening to us, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And if you're sitting back thinking about perhaps some habits you might want to change, some thoughts that really haven't been keeping you in your joy, in your bliss, give us a call and let Charlene take a little walk into the quantum field and help you change those things.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting that a lot of times when we verbalize something, we do it in a negative because we don't understand that the subconscious only understands what you say. And it's truth. It can't reason. It doesn't have the capacity for reasoning. When we were in class, we learned that you can't say I should or I would or I want or I'm going to or I'll try because the subconscious would have to reason it. And it doesn't have a capacity for reasoning. You can't even say, well, I don't know whether I can do that. The subconscious said, I can't do that. So you just told yourself you couldn't. So
put it in another way, you have to put it in the present tense.
Absolutely.
Why don't you put some of those thoughts in the present tense, Charlene?
Right. Absolutely. You have to state it as if it's already occurred. In other words, if somebody, let's say somebody's finishing college. I had a student once, a client once, and a professor called and said, would you please help this student? Because she said she's been doing really well, but in 2 months she's supposed to graduate, and all of a sudden she isn't graduating. She's not doing her assignments or anything. So went in and asked God what was going on and what needed to be cleared and put it in as if she already owned the graduation. In other words, I enjoyed graduating from college, and we named the college and everything. And I found that she, in her subconscious, she had been taught that she, as a kid growing up, her remark made to her was, you're just too stupid to learn anything. So when she got to graduating, then the subconscious kept hearing, well, you're too stupid to learn anything, and she started sabotaging it. So once we corrected that on a subconscious level, she went in and graduated.
I love stories like that from a couple points of view. First of all, what the human capacity is able to accomplish by changing thought. But from the other perspective is that we really need to be careful and guard our words that we use with our children and the other people who surround us.
Absolutely.
Words can be flowers or they could be knives, you know?
Yes, and we don't realize. Well, I've heard before where a parent will say, well, that child won't remember that anyway. And I thought, my goodness, if you knew that everything you state to that child is being recorded in the subconscious mind. It's being recorded. doesn't mean we should go around as parents and beat ourselves up, because we feel like we haven't done a humdinger job all the time. But if we have the intent to do a good job, then the child feels that intent and that love. A lot of times that'll overshadow some of the things we say, thank goodness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't go into so much, I find a lot of times as parents we start grieving over the things that we've probably done that is making a difference in our children's lives. But, you know, God will go in and help them with it. So we have to be comforted in knowing that.
Of course, there's always the option of changing your life today, those things that you're not happy with. It's never too late to make a change towards something positive.
Well, that's what we're all about, is changing this and being aware of what we're saying and how we're what we're feeling and how we verbalize and communicate and how we feel towards others.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're even picking up our feelings. Their children are so aware. Well, actually, we're all aware. I always say to everybody, if you have somebody come into the room, you've probably had an experience where you kind of want to, not knowing why, you want to stay kind of away from that person. Or somebody else will come in the room, and gee whiz, you're just drawn to them. And it's because of how they feel and how you feel. There's feelings communicated on a nonverbal communication. It's
mm-hmm.
feelings of energy.
Let's take a moment and talk about fear. I think fear is discussed a lot in newspapers and so forth. For instance, there are people who admit they're afraid of flying.
Yeah.
People who will admit that when they're in high places like buildings or narrow roads on high mountains, they're afraid. And I was talking to someone about some of these thoughts today. We have many fears that we don't always think about or understand, but they stop us from doing some of the things that perhaps we really want to do, like flying in a plane, taking a trip in some adventurous country. Now, if someone would call in with a fear that they would like to overcome, I know that you can go into the quantum field, work in God's fear, and pull that fear from their physical body. So just take a moment, Charlene, and tell the audience how you would do this. And those in the audience who are listening, who have a fear that they would like to reprogram, give us a call, 877-876-5227. And, Charlene, the floor is yours.
Okay, part of what we'll end up doing, then, is taking you into the God field or who your higher source is. And then what we can do is they will pull or remove that fear from your past life, because it could be an experience you had in a past life. If it was in a past life experience, it's still in your cellular memory, which is in the cells of your memory from past life, which comes into this lifetime as a memory. And so it comes in and it starts interfering, let's say that, with some of the things that are going on in your life. Like you were saying, to fly. Because I had a dear friend, we had to work on that, because she had to make this trip back east, and she was so fearful of getting on that plane that we had to go in and ask God to remove it, to pull it, to resolve the issue, to release it, and cancel. Totally cancel that fear from a past life. Because she hadn't had any experiences in this time frame that would have caused that. So then you would know that it's a past life experience. So we did all of, God went in, pulled all of that, and then we placed it with a new memory, and you tell God what you want it to be. What is it that you want him to put in? It isn't that he's going to tell you what to put in. He's going to ask you what you want it replaced with. And then he'll replace it in your field, in that cellular memory, change it to a positive, and then she flew back east and was fine.
I just love it.
I know. It was just incredible. And she was just almost like having a panic attack when she called me. She says, I have to make this trip because, she says, I'm going back to interview for a job. I have to make this flight, but I can't get on that plane. And it was amazing how just going in and changing that part of it. Then God also worked in the subconscious mind to put in a positive, released the panic, the fear, say the fear of you know, being up that high, or the fear of being in a plane accident. All of those things were incorporated. And so the subconscious was cleared of it as well. And
well,
the positive, like, she was relaxed, at peace, secure. I'm using some examples that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Well, there must be some folks out there who have fears that they would like to have worked on and change and resolve. Give us a call. We're almost down here at the end of the half hour. If you wait much longer, you might not get on. 877-876-5227. There's another aspect of this, Charlene, that I'd like to talk about, and this is some patterns that we have gathered without realizing that we have gathered these, and they have come from past lifetimes. We have, and you were saying that these were cellular memories. We have been taught things in the past that really don't serve us now. Give you an example. To serve God, one needs to suffer.
Yes.
To love God, one needs to suffer. And today, we would look at that, well, to love God, let us be in joy. And so we're looking for that experience of joy, to love God in a sense of joy, but there are some old patterns that we have carried from past lifetimes that are actually an opposite to that. So how would you handle that, Charlene?
You mean the fear of God?
Well, no, just that we have to suffer to be a good Christian, to love God,
right.
To love Jesus.
Yeah, because in the past we felt like they would say, well, the more that you suffer, the greater is your joy when you leave this life.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes liken it to a parent that loves their child. And I don't know too many that love their children, if they truly love their children, would like to see them suffer. And so I don't see a God that is willing to allow us to suffer. I feel like he loves us so much that he wants us to find joy.
Mm-hmm.
That we've been taught a great deal of things in the past, and like you say, in past lives, where suffering was supposed to be a righteous thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find that if you go back and study it, it was done in order to control.
Well, I'm inclined to believe that too, Charlene.
Yeah. So it became a control issue,
mm-hmm.
a dominance issue,
mm-hmm.
to dominate, to control, to manipulate, to conjure people to do their will and their likes and their needs and their belief system.
Now, you see, that can be a very subtle pattern. Fear of flying is rather obvious. You're trying to get on an airplane and the fear,
right.
just the thought of it, the fear stops you. But now, this concept of combining love and suffering, that can be a subtle thing.
Well, because as a child, are you talking about on this level of the earth time frame we're here? Right?
Yeah, I'm talking about this level because some of these patterns, they're attitudes, and we're not always aware of them. We are working with them sometimes unconsciously. And I'm bringing this up so that there might be an awareness with the audience that hopefully if they recognize some of these patterns that they have lived with, that they could give us a call. And Charlene would love to work with that. And that's 877-876-5227. Charlene, for those people who would rather call you at home, at your home office and work with you instead of on the phone because they want to do this in a private setting, would you...
Sometimes if it's very private, people don't want to put it on the air.
Right.
And I appreciate that because I wouldn't do it if it ended up being a very personal thing.
Yes.
Because you don't want to air people's personal issues with a lot. It's something that's more private. So my telephone number is 801-944-9346. And give me a call. We'll release some of that. Not only that, but I was telling them the ones before when we were on, I said sometimes we're always trying to clear the things that aren't serving us, but you can also put in to the quantum field and the God field things that really would make you have joy and happiness, like, you know, a special trip or something that I've seen where maybe a mother was fragmented from her children and ended up putting that in the field and their children coming back and having a good relationship because the negative experiences that they'd had had been cleared up and we put a positive in. And it was fun. It was fun to watch this mother that had to do a world tour anyway, and her four children, before it ever occurred, had come back to her, and they were able to make the trip together.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up, Charlene, because there's a lot of families that have situations that need to be healed, and sometimes people just don't know how to heal it. You know, there's been a dispute among family members or someone has their feelings hurt and they just can't seem to get together and forgive one another and show their love. And I like this idea. Family doesn't necessarily have to be dysfunctional as such, but yet, you know, there's just an unhappiness over a particular issue. And so this would be a marvelous way to work with a situation like that.
Well, I've worked with that a lot.
Do
with
you?
Family. Yeah, when families are fragmented from each other on their emotional, and a lot of times they'll separate themselves physically, but it doesn't have to be so. It doesn't have to stay that way if you choose to have it changed. And God will go in and change the energy that is in there because it's a negative energy, and he'll change it to a positive so that you can have that relationship if your intent is to have that.
Have you had situations, Charlene, where a family member wanted a closer relationship with their spouse and worked along these levels?
Oh, yes. Quite a bit. Yeah, you can even have that. Like you say, you can either... I've seen where couples... You know, one of the whole thing for having this program is to be able to help people to heal relationships, either relationships with themselves, relationships with their higher source, or their relationship with their family or spouse, or maybe it's with a mother, father, or parents. Because that can all be changed. It does not have to stay. That's the point. It does not have to stay dysfunctional.
Well, we have someone call in. Your name, please?
My name's Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Fine.
We're great. So,
hello,
Brian,
Tony.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, you guys are talking about fear.
Yes.
And, well, I have some of that, too.
We all have a little bit of something, don't we?
I think everybody has that. It's just in one degree or another, or certain ones, isn't it?
Yes.
What
well,
is your fear?
My fear has been bothering me ever since I was younger. And maybe, like I said, in many more past lifetimes. But the fear that I would like to heal and move beyond, Charlene, is the fear of my mother's expectations of me.
Now, say that again to me. Your reception isn't really good, so say it again.
My mother's, my physical mother in this lifetime, trying to live, the fear of trying to live up to her expectations.
Oh.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
No, that's quite prevalent. That's a good
because,
one to bring out.
Yes.
Because that is. It's always that fear, am I good enough?
Exactly.
Am I ever going to measure up?
Exactly. I've lived with this all my life, and I want to move beyond that.
So apparently she doesn't pack your lunch for school anymore, huh, Brian?
Oh, no. But it always seems like I have to please her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like I always, and I don't, and I never want to hurt her in any way.
Right.
But I feel like I want to, for the both of us, like you said, just to, you know, how do you say, deconnect or detach from each other to allow each other to expand and grow on our own.
Okay. Do you feel that if, do you feel like it's a control, the fear, or is it just not living up to the expectations?
Mostly the expectations now, yes,
okay.
Living up to
okay.
what she feels I'm supposed to be or become.
Charlene, can I throw a word in here?
Absolutely.
How about satisfaction in the relationship?
Yes, that's another one. Yes, that's good.
Okay. So now what I want you to tell me is if you pull out, who's your higher source, God?
Yes,
okay.
First source.
If
yes.
God pulls out that fear of not measuring up, or because it's causing you a great deal of anxiety, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So he'll pull the fear and the anxiety. What is something else is the feeling that you have?
Maybe a little anger over the years.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yes, I'll say anger. I'll be open.
Okay.
Probably sometimes rage comes in there.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
The rage, the fear of not...
How about hurt feelings?
In hurt, yes. And for myself, to allow myself to love others because I've never really received that love, the love that I want to receive. Allowing myself to receive that love.
Oh, I just thought of something, Brian. Do you feel
yes.
like she's in judgment of you?
All the time,
mm-hmm.
maybe subconsciously.
Oh, that's one to pull, don't you
but
think, Charlene?
But over the years, I've picked up on her vibration many times,
mm-hmm.
and so
yeah.
Cause
see, you pick
really...
up you. Your fear is the criticism, the judgment, and then the criticism.
Yes,
right?
It all comes down to yes. It all comes down to choice, but the extra power from God really does help.
So what is it that you would like it replaced with? Because, see, what that does is it
yes.
creates a great deal of low self-esteem on your part.
Yes. I want
of never
to
being, what, good enough?
Yes. I want to allow to replace it with joy and love.
Okay. Just a minute, because I'm writing.
Okay.
Joy and love. What else?
Carolyn has talked about, how about that eternal bliss?
I love that one. Oh, Charlene, I think Brian agreed that maybe satisfaction in each other's companionship.
Yes, for my mother and for
mm-hmm.
all, yes. For everyone that I come in contact with, I want them to feel a love vibration.
Okay.
That'll work for me.
That, see, because... What happens is I'm finding, but I find that people have what I call the sphere of understanding. In other words, as you go into adulthood, you still are repeating the sphere of understanding of what you understood as a child. So you keep drawing those kind of relationships to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I guess for the most part, off and on, yes.
Okay. So you want to be able to pull into your life different relationships that give you the love and the companionship.
And friendship. Mostly it's friendship.
Okay,
yes.
Friendships, okay.
With the people that I come in
positive
contact with.
Positive friendships.
Yes, all positive.
Okay.
Well, that's a good laundry list.
I have one quick question for you after Charlene's done it.
Okay, let's let Charlene get in there and
okay,
do some house cleaning.
Yeah, let's go in and take care of this, okay?
Okay.
And your higher source is God.
Yes.
Okay, and if in any time that he has anything that's different, then he'll have me stop and say, Brian, is it okay I do that this is done? Because he won't impose on your free agency whatsoever.
Yes, he has.
That's why I write down what you want put in and what you want pulled out is so that you're in charge of the whole process, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, and if you have any questions, you know, then you can ask me in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's go in and do that.
You know what this reminds me of, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
I just love this whole process. It's like the little kid in the candy store.
Yeah.
You know? looking at all those boxes of candy and deciding which one they want.
That reminds me when I was younger, yeah.
Why, do you remember penny candy?
Well, I remember, kind of funny story, when I was like two or three, I went into a store, a candy store, a convenience store, and there was my aunt was with me, and she told me not to pick up anything. We had to leave the store, and as we were leaving, I took a bite. I grabbed that candy bar and just took a chunk out of it with the wrapper on it. So that's kind of funny.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Did you have a question that we could talk about, or should we wait until Charlene's done? You gave her a long laundry list.
First, dealing, maybe you can start this. It's dealing with, can you look at my son?
I didn't hear you, Brian. What'd you say?
My son. He's 22 months.
Aww.
And I just would like for you to take a look at him. I guess my question is, let's see here. How's his health?
How what?
His health.
Oh, I think we need to have Charlene look at that one.
Okay.
In other words, you're concerned about something with regards to his health?
Yeah, he's a little allergic prone, you know. But I don't know if there's anything.
Well,
maybe she can look at real quick for him.
What we'll do is let Charlene look at that and see if there is something physical there that she can find. And if it isn't, we'll go see if the cherubim can add something to it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people come into this lifetime with certain challenges because they have chosen them for a particular reason.
Yes.
But many times it's things that we can correct.
Yes.
So that's why I said we'll let Charlene look at the situation first.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you would agree with this. I think more and more children are showing reactions of some sort with regards to allergies or hay fever or food allergies that seems to be more prevalent. What do you think?
I agree with you, and I'm wondering if it's kind of the food that we feed. And we mostly give them fruits and vegetables, which is good. But I don't know, he's on whole milk, but I don't know if it might be the milk or the additives in the food or what's causing sometimes his headache sometimes. He's really warm sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's, rather than that, he's fine. I mean, he's physically fit and healthy, but sometimes I just wonder about him,
Well, it could be just one thing that's not, working, that his body is not tolerating too well, and that's something that Charlene can help you with.
Right, and the last thing was, I wondered if the feeling, I wasn't sure if maybe some spirits are being attached to him, when he came into this lifetime. And that's kind of what if they're draining his energy.
Oh, you're concerned about that.
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. because I'm becoming more, psychically aware, I guess.
What, you feel that this might be the case?
Yes, I kind of clear sentencing,
mm-hmm.
so I can sense a lot of energy, but I can't see it yet. I'm getting there, but I can feel it.
Yes, you're developing along those lines.
Yes.
Okay, Brian, let me ask you how you're feeling. Take a couple of deep breaths and blow it out and blow the energy out.
I feel very good, Charlie.
Okay, now what I want you to do is I want to have you visualize looking at your mother.
Okay, I see.
And then let me know how you feel.
I feel good. I feel like I can connect with her a little bit easier now.
Okay. Because sometimes I'll have to go in and clear the child, okay?
Yes.
And clear it because of those feelings. Now, that's been done right now, but we'll have to maybe clear it at more depth.
You mean the inner child. Is that what you're talking about,
right,
Charlene?
Mm-hmm. Right. The inner child has a lot of memory, but, he did a lot of work for you. There was a lot of work done because it was cleared and put in the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body, the aura, and have you connected to Mother Earth. Then you were set in what's called the crystal, which has got 365 color light spectrums, and you were placed in that light, and your vortexes were cleared. All your chakras were cleared and rotating at the right dimension. And then your adamantine particles were commanded by God's love to put in those particles in every part of your cells. Each one of your cells have a soul. And so that was all put on the subatomic particle level. So there was a lot of work done in that, and I'd love to have you call me back and tell me, how you're feeling.
Well, I'm starting to feel very good.
Okay. Now, what was it you needed to ask me?
About his son, Charlene.
I don't know. You'll have to tell me.
Yeah, well, he'll tell you.
My son is about 22 months, almost 2 years old, and if you could real quick just look at his field, sometimes he's warm, gets a lot of headaches. But I want to know if it's the food that's bothering or is there any spirits that are being attached to him.
He's 22 months?
Hmm?
How old is he?
He's 22 months, almost to 2 years old.
Okay, what's his name?
Logan.
Okay.
L-O-G-E-N.
Okay, let me look at him, okay?
Okay.
It's amazing what can be done today, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, it feels so good. And for the show, I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's great. I just started a blog you might be interested in. And it's on the sheet there with the show information. And I'm talking about how I started with my work, and you're talking about you know, the things that how you're developing.
Yeah.
And you might want to go there and chat, because that's the purpose of the blog, for people
Thank
who
you.
Are opening up spiritually.
Is that Archangel Michael's blog, or is that...
No. If you
okay.
look at my show information...
Oh, show information. Okay.
Yeah, at the very bottom, I have just
okay.
started another blog, and that is a Carolyn Evers blog at http carolynevers.blogspot.com.
Okay, okay.
And this is basically so people can share... some of the obstacles that they're going through with opening up psychically,
yes.
and, you know, things that seem strange.
Mm-hmm.
When we start working with new aspects happening in our lives, it can be challenging sometimes.
Now, what I want you to do, Brian, I was checking with God to see if it was a You said a food allergy, right?
Yes.
And my first reaction would be maybe it's wheat, but the answer was no.
Say that one more time.
Well, sometimes we're not aware of it, that there's sometimes they're allergic to wheat products.
Oh, meat, M-E-T-E-T-A-T, meat?
W-H-E-A-T.
Well, wheat.
Yeah, wheat products.
Oh, okay, okay. Like the starches.
You said he's having lots of headaches.
Ah, okay.
Is what you said.
Yes.
But what I'd like to have you do is I would like you to call me at home, at my office.
Okay.
And probably tomorrow, and let me see how he's doing.
Hmm.
Because it's interesting, even though a person can be allergic to something, you can go in and pull that. God can pull the allergy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But there was other things that needed to be pulled as well. Now, and I would prefer talking to you in private about it.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes. Your times? Is it what's a good time to call? Are you on the West Coast?
Yes, I am. So,
okay.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm in Indiana.
Okay. So right now for me it's 6:45.
Okay, it's almost 9 here.
Okay, so there's 2 hours.
Yes.
So, Kate, if you could call me now, do you have any set time?
I'm
what's
free
your work
in the
schedule?
Morning. What's that?
What's your work schedule?
I work third shift, but I can call you anytime in the morning or afternoon. It doesn't matter.
Well, you'd have to with being tomorrow. It would have to be in the afternoon.
Okay, like 1 or 2 o'clock your time.
It'd have to be more like 3 my time.
3 your time? Okay, I'll be around.
Yeah, because I would like to see how he's doing.
Okay,
and I would prefer asking you some other questions.
Okay.
Okay, but I wouldn't want to do it on the phone.
Sure, I understand.
Okay.
Okay,
you know, on the air.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like that there's some other things that you need to identify, and we can pull. God will go in and pull it. Let's see, and see if it's done. It might be done. It looks to me like it's done.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to have the headaches. That's
okay.
my opinion.
I appreciate it, Charlene.
Yeah,
for your work.
I would like to have some feedback on that, and I'd like you to call me.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Charlene,
should I give you my telephone number?
If it's on Charlene's website.
No, give it to him again, Charlene.
Okay, it's 801.
801.
944.
944.
93.
46.
And then just tell me it was Brian and that you were on the show.
Okay.
Okay, and then what
your number? Your number is also on Caroline's website.
I'm not sure, darling.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right. I would like to see how he's doing, so that it gives you some time to observe whether he's okay. Because if this little one got headaches, that's pretty serious.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, he's too tiny to have to put up with that. No, 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 no.
Good talking to you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Charlene, I you had a long laundry list there. I just love it.
What did you say?
You had a long laundry list. There was a lot of things you were pulling out and putting in.
Yes.
And this is what I love about this work.
Yeah, it was quite a bit, really. In fact, it probably overall would take longer because the time frame, you know, is so short in order to complete what needs to be done because you're clearing it on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had quite a bit that was cleared, so we'll see what happens with that.
I mean, I just love this work. It's like you go to the grocery store with a long list, and you can do these things. That's great.
Yeah, I've never used that analogy, but I do like that.
Yes. Folks out there who are listening, we're getting close to the hour. If you want to call in with your laundry list, you better call soon. It's 877-876-5227. And I would like to remind all of you that Master Kasumi and also Archangel Mikael are having conference calls this week. Not this week, this month. Master Kasumi is going to be working with the light body, and Archangel Michael is going to be working with the electrons. He tells us that the next higher dimension is not as dense, of course, as this one, and that electrons behave a little differently. So the information I have there for you to read, check it out. If you can't find it, go to my website at CarolynEvers.com, and up at the right-hand corner, there is a little box that says conference calls. The information is there, and I think this is extraordinarily fascinating work today. Matter of fact, life is fascinating today, is it not, Charlene?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, in the past, we always had the belief system that, oh, well, that's the way I am. Or, oh, that person, that's the way they are, and we always accepted that because you knew that you couldn't change it, but now we know it can be changed. All we have to have is the first step is the intent of wanting to have something that's not working in our life, and our intent is to change it and then seek for that change.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right about intent, but there is something else here too, Charlene, and that is the knowledge and the understanding that these things can be changed.
That's right. Because after you put those two steps, then you know now that the help is available to make the changes that you choose to have.
You know, when I was growing up, I kind of felt like these things couldn't be changed, that people were the way they are, relationships were the way they are. And, you know, you stayed with it and you worked it out as best as you could. Now to know how you can take positive thoughts, positive desires, and bring these things into your life, kind of sweep out those things that don't serve you, and bring in the things that bring love and harmony into your life. I mean, to me, this is such a big thing.
Well, I've certainly seen lots and lots of miracles to testify that it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be in a lot of areas in your life. It can be almost anything that you choose to have help in the God field, and it can happen.
I know. It's just so beautiful. We're coming up to the end of the hour, and I would also like to remind the audience that if you order a reading from the Akashic Records, the Universal Akashic Records, and they're records that are held by the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. The information is just so fantastic that comes from that. Your mission, how you were created, basically the makeup of your soul. This is good knowledge to have because there is happiness in that when you follow that. Charlene, we're getting to the end of the time. Is there anything that perhaps you want to close with, some thought that you want to leave with the audience?
Well, I guess the most important thing for people to realize that if something isn't working in their life, then God chooses to help them change it. And their first intent is to have him do that. And once you ask him for help, he's more than willing to come in and help you. There's a lot of things he helps us with, and we don't even ask for it because we don't know what to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly is to be reassured that God cares, he loves us unconditionally, and he'll do whatever he can to help us.
I love it. As we're ready to leave, why not give your telephone number one more time, Charlene?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
And friends, my website is Carolyn Evers, CarolynEvers.com. From me to you, Charlene, and to those who are listening, my love extends to all of you.
And I send my love to all of you.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.